This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado will get about $10 million from the federal government to fight fires in underground coal mines. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The federal money is part of an $11.3 billion U.S. Department of Interior plan to clean up abandoned mine lands across the country. State regulators are monitoring more than three dozen high-priority fires in underground coal seams, which can ignite spontaneously and smolder for decades. The federal money comes as investigators examine whether one of these coal fires sparked the Marshall Fire in late December. That blaze is presumed to have killed two people and is deemed the most destructive in Colorado history. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The state's two biggest housing markets saw prices for single-family homes cool slightly in the first month of 2022. Median costs for a single-family home in Metro Denver dropped to $540,000. Down from the all-time high cost seen in December. That same drop was also seen in Colorado Springs, where the median price of a single-family home is $445,000. Pitkin County's indoor mask mandate will end later this month, following a vote by the Pitkin County Health Board. The mask rule will end February 22nd, one day after President's Day. The Aspen Daily News reports that the board cited declining cases, comfortable hospital capacity, and the widespread availability of vaccines. It's cold this morning along the Front Range, highs today in the 40s. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 9:06.